What you need to know right now on GMA3. At least 21 states across the country under snow and flood alerts, with more than a dozen reported tornadoes in the South. And now, former Vice President Mike Pence reports he also has classified documents at his private residence.
We're breaking down the looming debt ceiling crisis with the Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary, plus what you need to know about filing your taxes this year. And we'll meet the mom turning the heartbreaking loss of her young son into hope and help for other children.
I know in my heart I'm helping other people. Giovanni is working through me.
Now from Times Square, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes with Dr. Jen Ashton and what you need to know.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to What You Need to Know on this Wednesday. We are so glad you're here with us. We're in for Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. I'm Rhiannon Alley.
It is hump day. DeMarco Morgan, Dr. Jen in Los Angeles. And Dr. Jen, we got a treat for you because we have hip hop royalty in the house. Chuck D will be on the show talking about his latest project, and we're excited about it.
I heard, and that's some good psych up music, you guys.
I know. This is probably the most excited I've ever seen you for a guest on the show.
Just grinning, right?
Yeah, he's just cheesing
all
morning.
I'll calm it down.
I'm excited. No, and we're going to talk about happiness today because our podcast of the month is all about finding some more happiness in our lives.
Yeah,
I think it's
going to
be fantastic. Yeah.
All right, but first, we're tracking today's top developments here and take a look at this big number. Microsoft is investigating an Outlook and Teams outage overnight affecting thousands of people. Some 280 million people worldwide use Microsoft Teams. Not good news.
Not good news. And Dr. Jen, in medical news, speaking of happiness, this new survey that was conducted by the Pew Research Center is really getting a lot of attention because it's looking at everyday stressors that parents face. Can you break this down for us?
Yeah, and it's the first study of its kind, you guys, since 2015. And of course, we've talked before, not all stress is negative or bad. Some can be quite positive. But this latest study looked at the everyday stressors faced by parents. Some of their findings, mothers feeling that they do more to manage childcare responsibilities in comparison to fathers. Mothers also, most of them, more likely to feel judged by others for the way that they parent. We all know that that's not a good thing, and parenting should kind of be a judgment-free zone most of the time. 30% of moms say that being a parent has been, quote, a lot harder than they expected, versus 20% of dads who say that. And then lastly, almost 50% of moms are extremely or very worried that their children will suffer mental health issues like anxiety or depression. So I think this was a real eye-opener just in terms of how stressful in a negative sense, day-to-day life in the home is.
And Dr. Jen, the survey provides a snapshot of what parenting is like amid the ongoing pandemic and a mental health crisis. A mother seemingly carrying a lot of the burden there. What conversations do we need to be having to provide more support?
Well, I think, you know, it's a team effort, and we don't want to generalize. I know that there are a lot of dads or partners that are also carrying a significant amount of stress. But I think we have to realize that the stressors inside the home really can be a microcosm for our community, our country, you know, worldwide even. And so we have to take these seriously and really connect the dots on these issues.
I love that she said you got to stop the mom shaming. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jen, thank you for that.
All right, thank you. We want to turn now to Ariel Rush for the latest headlines today. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to both of you. It's great to be with you. Great to be with everyone out there. Let's get started with the latest winter storm on the move today. Heavy snow heading north through the Midwest with a tornado threat in the south. People in Florida's panhandle and throughout parts of the southeast are on alert after some 14 reported tornadoes left that trail of debris in East Texas and elsewhere in the Gulf. More classified documents discovered, this time in former Vice President Pence's private home in Indiana. Lawyers revealing about a dozen classified papers were found, quote, inadvertently boxed. Pence told our David Muir in an interview in November he didn't have any. Sources tell ABC News Pence asked his team to check after document problems emerged with President Biden and, of course, prior to that, former President Trump. The Pence boxes have been collected and turned over to the Department of Justice. The incidents now raising concern about how sensitive documents are handled. And embattled Congressman George Santos has apparently amended filings regarding those big infusions of cash into his congressional campaign, now indicating that he did not personally fund his run for office. Now, new questions about where that $625,000 came from. Campaign finance experts saying not disclosing original sources of loans could be a violation of the law. And the FDA is proposing new draft guidance to limit the amount of lead in baby food and formula. The commissioner saying upcoming changes could cut children's exposure to lead by up to 27%. And the FDA is proposing new draft guidance. And the super additions to the Super Bowl halftime show before Rihanna graces the public stage live for the first time in more than 5 years. The NFL announcing country king Chris Stapleton will sing the national anthem and Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. And that's not it, folks. Cheryl Lee Ralph, who of course stars in ABC's hit Abbott Elementary, will rouse fans with her rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing. You know that more than 100 million people watched last year's show, so no pressure for all of them.
Exactly, but you know, you got me at Chris and Babyface.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's a good lineup. And Rihanna, first time in 5 years live. Can't wait to see that.
I know, it's going to be so good. Even if your team's not in it, you got to watch for the entertainment.
Got to watch for the show.
All right, thanks, Ariel.
There's a lot more ahead here for you today on GMA3, what you need to know about filing your taxes. Yes, tax season is upon us. Plus those ominous warnings about the debt ceiling and accusations that some are playing politics with the nation's fiscal future. The Deputy Treasury Secretary is here. Don't want to miss that.
Plus the mom grieving her own son on a mission to help make other kids feel safer. GMA3, when we come back, stay with us. All right, welcome back, everyone, to GMA3. Tax season is officially underway, and you might notice a few welcome changes thanks to the IRS announcing inflation adjustments for this tax year.
But the Dayton Nation reaching its debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion could mean wide-ranging troubles with your refund and beyond that. So joining us now to help sort us through all of this is U.S. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo. Thank you for joining us, Secretary.
Well, it's good to be back with you. Good afternoon.
So let's jump in, because Treasury Secretary Yellen has told Congress that extraordinary measures will be used to avoid going into default. Let's break this down for people. What does that mean for the United States to default? Who's our creditor? Can you just break it down? This is such a complicated topic for a lot of people.
So I recognize that one of the most important things for the American people is to understand that every year Congress passes a budget. What the debt limit is about is not about spending money. It's about paying for the things we've already agreed to spend money on by Congress. So it's about paying for Social Security. It's about paying our troops. It's about paying for everything else that we do in this country. And in the more than 200-year history of the United States, we've never defaulted on our debt. We don't expect to do it this time. We know that bipartisan majority of members of Congress are in support of raising the debt limit, and we should do that as soon as possible, because today we have a very strong economy. We want to make sure that the debt limit isn't something that gets in the way of the strength of the U.S. economy.
So, Secretary, what happens to the American people if the U.S. goes into default?
So as I said earlier, the United States has never went into default. But the last time people thought that we might not increase the debt limit, you saw that the United States credit rating was downgraded. You saw the stock market decrease. And fundamentally, if we don't agree to raise the debt limit, what it means is that we're unable to pay our bills like Social Security, pay our bills to our troops, and to pay the other bills that the United States pays on a regular basis to make sure that we're able to fund the country going forward. So it's something that we can never do, is default on our debt, and we expect that Congress will raise the debt limit.
As you just mentioned, there are real consequences for that if they don't. It has been raised some 80 times since the 60s when the House and the Senate agreed to do so. So this isn't necessarily unusual. What do Democrats and Republicans need to do to find a solution here?
The truth is that we need to raise the debt limit, and it's something that, as you've mentioned, we've done on a regular basis. Ultimately, the solution to this is Congress doing what they've done more than 80 times, which is on a bipartisan basis raising the debt limit and putting us in a position where we can continue to make the investments in the United States that allows our economy to grow. Over the last 2 years, we've created more jobs in America than in the last 50 years. The last thing we need is a manufactured crisis of the debt limit that could have a serious impact on the U.S. economy and make it harder for us to help the American people as we continue the landmark recovery that we're having here in America.
All right, Secretary, let's talk about taxes. The Inflation Reduction Act allocated $80 billion to the IRS, and the money might help the agency make some upgrades. At the end of last year, they had a huge backlog of tax returns, and only 13% of 173 million calls to them were addressed. What sort of improvement will we see this year?
So we're already going to see improvements because of the money that Congress gave to the IRS to help improve services. And you're right, the last year our calls answered were quite low. And part of that is because the IRS just didn't have enough people. So we've already hired an additional 5,000 people to answer the phones this year. But in addition to being able to get through on the phone lines, another thing that people can do is use our technology, which is being improved massively as well. So you can get through on an automated line to answer your question if you don't want to talk to a person. One thing that I would like to remind people of is that because we had underinvested in the IRS, their technology system was based on 1960s technology. That was before we had an ATM, before we had personal computers. And today, because of the money Congress provided, we're going to be able to upgrade that technology so that this year, small businesses are able to upload more forms to the IRS rather than having to send them by mail. We're also going to have 100 Saturday tax assistance days throughout the country so that people who don't want to call on the phone but want to get help from the IRS can go to see the more than 700 people who are going to be fanning out throughout the country to help people answer tax questions. So you're going to see more improvements this year because of the money Congress has given. But over the next several years, we're going to continue to improve customer service going forward.
It sounds like those upgrades are definitely needed. Now, we won't see a lot of those COVID-19 tax credits and deductions for this last year, the 2022 tax return season. Those were such a huge help for a lot of Americans. So moving forward, you say that there are some energy-related tax credits that really could save people money in the long term. Can you tell us about those?
So as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, where the IRS was given money to improve its services, Congress also put in climate provisions that are going to help people cut costs. So if you're making improvements to your home, getting new windows, getting a new furnace, or going out to buy a new car, and it's an energy-efficient vehicle, you're buying an electric vehicle, or you're putting in windows to make your home more energy efficient, you can get thousands of dollars back from the government and also reduce your monthly bills going forward. So in order to find information about that, please visit the IRS website or cleanenergy.gov, where you can find information about the ways the Inflation Reduction Act can help you reduce your costs.
Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, up next, right here on GMA3, she's a mom on a mission.
And she's determined to help others in the memory of her own late son. We will meet her when we come back and hear her story. More GMA3 in just a moment.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back now with a mother on a mission, raising awareness about dangerous food allergies and starting a foundation in memory of her own son to help save others. Take a look.
Food allergies are very serious.
The mission of the Love for Jovani Foundation is to raise awareness, to educate others, and to support other food allergy families. I am the mother of Jovani Cipriano. He was vibrant, he was full of life. He wanted to be a baseball player. We pretty much knew that Jovani had allergies from a very young age. I never thought in my mind that something bad could happen to Jovani. And on October 18th, 2013, we lost Jovani from anaphylaxis. We rented a movie and we bought some snacks. After one bite, he said, "This has peanuts in it." On the front of the package, it said almonds, pretzels, shortbread cookies, and then all the way at the bottom of the ingredients, it did say peanuts. And I said, "You know, get in the car, we're gonna go to the hospital." And he said, "Give me the EpiPen." And I couldn't find the EpiPen. And I looked at him and he was blue. I don't even know how I made it to the hospital at that point. I was screaming when I got there. And there were people next to me. And I said, help me, I have to get him inside." He was in a coma. His body gave up almost a month later. We created the foundation pretty much right after Jovani passed away. Gio's Law is a law that was passed in honor of my son in 2019. This bill allows first responders like police officers and firefighters to carry the emergency medication epinephrine within New York State.
The Limerick Police Department has administered the EpiPens three times, and it appears in two of those situations it was life-saving measures. We were very early on, and we were pioneer in implementing this program. The GEO's Law is a result of the work that Georgina had worked for.
I want this to spread far and wide. I know in my heart I'm helping other people. Jovani is working through me.
You know, it is so easy to give up, and understandably so after losing a child, but to find the courage to keep going and turn your tragedy into something that, you know, allows other people to move forward.
And to really change laws. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild that that wasn't already law, that they would carry EpiPens, but now really affecting change and saving other lives.
Yeah, I love her story and what she's doing with it. Up next right here on GMA3, speaking of allergies, Dr. Jen Ashton with some essential items to have on hand in your allergy go bag.
Plus our GMA3 podcast of the month, we are looking at the science of happiness. That's right.
Stay I'm ready us. For this one.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's head back out to L.A. to talk to Dr. Jen.
Hello, Dr. Jen. Let's talk about this because the U.K. Legislation, they were proposing new laws to protect women going through menopause, and it has now been rejected. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. It seems a little controversial.
Oh, big time controversial, you guys. So across the pond, there are kind of two factions. I do believe both well-intentioned, but the question is, how do you execute this? So what are they trying to do? They're trying to affect legislation to protect women in the workforce who are experiencing menopause, which here in the United States is about 1 million women a year. Some of those work, some of those don't, who go through menopause, and many of whom face very debilitating symptoms that actually impact their ability to go to work, cause them to leave the workforce. So the UK said, well, why don't we build in some legislation to protect this group of women? And it was rejected because it was found to possibly discriminate against men. So I think there's some valid point there. And there are some people who actually feel that this shouldn't be built into government, but it should be more in the domain of the NHS, the National Health Service there. So I think, listen, you know, I'm a glasses half full type of person. At least we're talking about it, which I think is a good thing. How they work it out, we'll be watching.
I think we'll all be watching, especially the part where it says it could possibly discriminate against men.
Yeah, what kind of discriminations are we talking?
Well, they're thinking that anything that is done for women, therefore, should also be done for men. And there's valid laws behind that. So, again, I'm just talking about the medical reasons. We need to talk about this more.
All right, Dr. Jen, thank you. We're back in a moment.
Oh,
gotta love it.
Oh, welcome back to GMA3, what you need to know, what you are seeing right there. Oh, there's nothing like a hug with your elderly parents at the kitchen, but especially for this guy. This is baseball star Scott Rolen, the 7-time All-Star third baseman, delivering news that he's been elected to the Hall of Fame by the Baseball Writers Association of America, winning more than 76% of votes. He will be inducted later this summer. Look
Bravo.
How proud
You can just feel
are.
The love through the screen, you know? To do a video. Yeah, Dr. Chin joins us now with something that you're asking about when it comes to health and wellness. I feel like sending you a hug all the way to the West Coast.
We need you back in New York. We miss you. But Dr. Chin,
I'm coming back.
I know. You'll be back soon. Let's talk about this. A lot of parents want to know this. Liz S. asks, how can I safely introduce peanut butter to my child? And I have to tell you, Dr. Jen, when my older two were babies, the popular thing to do, and this was, you know, 8 years ago, was to, and I'm not kidding, parents would drive to a hospital and then give their baby some peanut butter in the parking lot to see if they were allergic.
Well, listen, that's a little extreme, but I understand the apprehension, obviously, particularly with stories like we're hearing. You know, I suffer from life-threatening food allergies as well, so I can't imagine the fear and the anxiety that parents can feel. But listen, number one, talk to your child's pediatrician because they deal with this type of counseling every single day. But the American Academy of Pediatrics generally recommends that in a baby without eczema, without a history of food allergies, that you can start to introduce things like peanut butter gradually at 4 to 6 months of age. You don't want to use a chunky peanut butter. You want to dilute it a little bit with some water just so that it's not a choking hazard, and then give a tiny amount and observe that child for about 15 to 20 minutes. Anything that you see in terms of swelling, hives, itching, if their eyes swell, if there's any discoloration, obviously, around their mouth, you want to get them to an emergency room. But this can be done safely and effectively, and pediatricians walk parents through this all the time. You guys, there's also data that pregnant women who eat peanut butter may lower the risk of having a fetus or a child with peanut allergy. But again, this is a very real issue.
Well, certainly, and the best advice from the doctor there. What's your prescription for wellness?
Well, this comes literally right from my world, and it's not only what I follow, but what I recommend to patients as well. You should have an allergy go bag if you suffer from any type of life-threatening allergy like I do. So here's what's in my bag: an epinephrine auto-injector. I actually carry two in case, you know, one gets damaged or someone else uses it incorrectly. Benadryl, diphenhydramine, the antihistamine is in that bag, and that's available over the counter. And then steroids by prescription. Methylprednisolone is the faster acting version of prednisone, but I have all three of those on my person all the time. So that's something you can talk to your healthcare provider about.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Jen. That's the best advice. Bring two just in case one doesn't work
one,
well.
Just in case.
Yeah. And you can submit your health and wellness questions to us here at ABC GMA3.
Just ahead here, nearly 100 million downloads. We are exploring the Happiness Lab. When we come back, it's our GMA3 podcast of the month.
And Tori's here with some great savings on comfy and fun options in today's home and kitchen focused deals and steals. Stay with us. We're back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our January podcast of the month, the Happiness Lab. We talk about it all the time. Are you present right now?
Do you feel it? I'm present. I'm here.
Yeah, we often think about what leads to a happier life, but our next guest, Yale professor Dr. Lori Santos, is here to tell us why we are probably actually doing the exact opposite of what should make us happy.
Well, the very popular podcast is the top three Apple podcast, by the way, with nearly 100 million downloads. And the host is here again to tell us all about it. Please welcome Dr. Lori Santos. First of all, yeah, thanks for having you here. I got to tell you, I was hooked in my bed last night. The episode about self-criticism, I felt like I was there in the moment and I needed all of it. It was so therapeutic. Did you ever realize in a million years that this would happen, especially after your happiness class at Yale, that you would now have nearly 100 million followers? And what was it about happiness that said, you know what, I got to take this to the masses?
I mean, it was so humbling. But you know, when we taught the class, it went so viral on campus with so many students taking it. But what was interesting is it went viral off campus. Like, that's unusual for a college class when I'd be on like GMA 3 talking about it. But I think happiness is just that topic. We all want to feel happier. And I think so many of us don't know the right things to do. We're going about it wrong.
And we're just constantly looking. And I think a lot of us feel like more money would make us happy. You know, I certainly feel that way sometimes. What are some common misconceptions? I assume that's one of them, that you have found on this journey through finding happiness.
Yeah, well, money is a huge one. Every time I give my class where I say, hey, money doesn't make you as happy as you think, I have this long line of students who are going to argue with me. What if you spend it different ways and so on? I mean, money is a big one, just accolades in general. You know, this is something I see so much with my college students, perfect grades, perfect job, and so on. I think our circumstances matter a lot less than we often think.
And how important is self-talk?
Self-talk is really critical, and I think this is one of the spots where we really get it wrong. We have this intuition that if we just like yell at ourselves, if there's a mean drill instructor in our heads, we'll perform better, we'll feel better. But the evidence just suggests that's just not the right path. We'd be so much better off if we engaged in self-compassion, right? Just, I'm human, I mess up too. That's actually the path to better performance.
So you've now been doing this for 4 years. So what are some of the biggest things that have stood out to you along this journey? What are the most happy people you've met do?
Yeah, I mean, it's not what we think, right? It's not, you know, the rich and famous. It's often people who are in the present moment, you know, taking time to just be. It's people who've kind of taken on these sorts of strategies. They talk to themselves with kindness. They kind of just engage in healthy habits, and they're less selfish than you think. We often think happiness is about self-care, me, treat ourselves. But actually, the happiest people tend to be really other-oriented. They're doing for other people.
And they're good to people around them. I always hear, you know, you can't make anyone else happy unless, or until you make yourself happy. Is that true? Is there some trying to, you know, kind of fact around that?
Totally, and this is something that comes up a lot with parents. Every time I meet a parent, it's like, oh, you teach happiness? You know, how can I help my child be happy? And my answer always startles them. It's like, you gotta put your own oxygen mask on first, right? Like, if you start taking care of yourself and your own happiness, often it'll spread to others, your kids, but also coworkers, people around you. It's a powerful contagion of happiness that we see in the research.
And you are teaching college students, which is such a critical age in a person's life. And I feel like as an adult, it's easy to say, talk, you know, kindly to yourself. How do you really teach that generation, you know, these 18, 19, 20, how do you start it there? Because I feel like I was really mean to myself at 18, 19, 20 years old.
Totally. I mean, college is like a drill sergeant age where you're just, so many things are going and you're screaming at yourself. I think this is why we just need these really easy hacks. You know, one of the easiest hacks we give my students is talk to yourself like you would a friend. You know, if this was your best friend, what would you be saying to them rather than what you're saying in your head? And that's scary because you're not going to kind of placate them. You're not going to kind of let them off, but you're just going to tell them what to do in a kinder way. It's such a powerful technique.
Yeah, you're so right about that. You know, when it comes to lifting others up and giving the best advice, you're good at it. But when it comes to talking to yourself, you can't follow the rules.
Totally. It's a cognitive science paradox known as the Solomon paradox, which, you know, comes from the biblical literature. It's like, if you're giving other people advice, you're good at it. So if you can just put that focus back on yourself, it works pretty well.
Dr. Santos, thank you.
Thanks
so
much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. The Happiness Lab is available everywhere you listen to podcasts. It is very good. Like
I,
you said, we're hooked.
Super good.
We're
hooked.
Just ahead here on GMA 3, one thing that makes us happy is saving money. Tori Johnson's up next with some deals and steals that will do just that.
We love seeing Tori. And history in the studio, the one and only Chuck D joining us next. We're happy about this as well. More when GMA 3 continues.
Welcome back. It is time for Deals and Steals. Tori Johnson is back with huge savings for kitchen and home products. You can head straight to these deals by pointing your cell phone camera at the QR code on the screen. Start shopping. Look how comfy he is.
He is so good. Comfy. Yeah, we got a new supermodel in the house here. This is corduroys. And so, DeMarco, you are sitting on the beanbag chair, and inside of that beanbag chair is what we also see right here to your side, and that is a full-size, the equivalent of a full-size mattress. So it's economizing space. So think dorm room, playroom, kids room, wherever you want to have like room for guests to sleep over, slumber parties, whatever it is. You have the benefit of an extra bed, but you don't have to store that because you can use it as a functional chair. Footstool is optional to turn it truly into a recliner.
You got to get the footstool.
It's worth the little upgrade, right? It's worth it. We've got a variety of sizes. Full size tends to be the most popular. Variety of colors in this fabulous chenille. This was a Shark Tank favorite. It's a GMA favorite. It'll be a favorite today because everything is slash and half starts at $60 and free shipping from corduroy.
$60?
Yeah. Wow. So, well, that's for the footstool.
Just for the footstool.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were never getting out of that chair.
Right?
Come in.
We gotta give him a hand.
I ain't as young as I used to be.
Yeah. So, next up, this is pillow talk. This is another one you could put on. So, put this around your neck like you would a...
Do it.
Put that around your neck as if you would any kind of neck pillow. So, imagine you're on plane, train, couch, bed, wherever you are. You can adjust this any which way you want to be able to watch TV, watch a movie on your phone, talk, Zoom, whatever it is. Totally hands-free, plus the comfort of support of a great neck pillow. So many different ways that you can use this. And you can also just coil it up to use it hands-free, not even on your body. Again, for Zoom calls, FaceTime, watching a movie. It's just kind of a comfortable, new, fun way to
And you can hold your phone, keep your phone.
Yeah, you need your phone front and center. And it's 50% off $24.
Okay, you need this for your flights to L.A.
Okay, next up, Sunrise Blanket Company. These are incredibly soft. They also, if you pick this up, it weighs like a newborn. It's a little under 7 pounds. So at first you think that's so heavy, but what I love about it is the size. It is 7 feet by 8 feet.
Okay.
So DeMarco, if you needed a blanket while you were lounging on the couch, that will cover your whole body. If you're snuggling up with your kids on the couch, and the colors are fabulous. So the size is great, but it's like functional decor. The patterns are fabulous. They brighten up every room, and then you use it. It's so super comfy and soft.
What makes it so heavy?
It's so soft.
The fact that it's a lot of material and the size of it. The sheer size of it and the quality, of the material, but the quality really of the material. These are terrific. They're 50% off and free shipping. Another fun one. These are called Silligrams. So if you look inside there, you can see that there's a monogram. That one says GMA. These are for ice molds so that but you can also use it. So you can make the ice like you see on the screen there. You can either use it for ice. You can also, because it is silicone, use it for baking. And what's really fun about it is you get that personalization instantly on whatever it is that you want to make. They're also,
so the initials are on the ice cube.
Yes, on the ice cube, just like that on the screen there, either on the ice cube. You could do it on a little pastry that you make in there. These are really, really fun. I love them. Dishwasher safe, oven safe. There's a variety of colors. You can do 1 to 3 initials, your choice. They start today at $37.50.
Love this.
This one says mom. Yeah.
It's really fun. Okay, another fun one, smart one, Skura. So these are sponges, but not your ordinary sponge. So what I love about these is antimicrobial, so they're not going to smell, no odor, and then the color fades when it's time to change. These are the only ones we use in my house because, you know, sometimes like you let the sponge sit there a little too long. You don't with these. Those are great. We also have these. These are paper towel alternatives. So it's machine washable. You can keep reusing it, but anytime there's a little spill, instead of grabbing for a paper towel, choose the eco-friendly alternative, which are these. We also have their dish cloths, which are also fabulous. These are great. One side is lint-free, so if you're drying glassware, it's going to leave it sparkling. These are terrific. They start today at $9. These are kitchen musts. I love them. And then finally, feel this super soft Lacera. Come on. This is really soft. This deserves the oohs and ahs of the softness. We've got a big assortment from Lacera. Robes, two-piece pajamas, night shirts.
The cheetah print is fun, the dots are fun, but really it's the comfort that's going to get you on these. These are all half price. They start at $34.50 and free shipping from La Sera.
Who doesn't love a good robe or good pajamas?
I know.
Exactly.
I love all of them. We'll just take them all.
DeMarco, you put those on and go lay in your bed.
And go right to sleep. All right, Tori, again, thank you very
much. Thank you, guys.
With these amazing companies on these great deals, to get yours today, go to the QR code on your screen or visit us. Visit our website for all the best deals there.
Yeah, up next right here on GMA3, Fight the Power.
Yeah, how hip-hop changed the world. Legendary rapper Chuck D is behind this important new docu-series. We got hip-hop royalty in the house. Good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you. Good to see you. This is all incredible.
Welcome back to GMA3, Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World, a four-part series exploring the history of hip-hop, how it became a cultural phenomenon, and its impact on politics. It is super good.
It is very good. Our next guest developed and stars in the documentary. He is joining us now to tell us about it. Please welcome the front man of the legendary hip-hop group, Public Enemy, Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. The list goes on and on and on. Chuck D.
Chuck D, so nice to have you.
Wow.
That was the great Nelson George talk about the great Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and Melly Mel. And that's pretty much what this documentary, Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World. The key word is world, because it's been accountable and responsible for an art form that actually tells the stories, the issues, and the vibes and the brilliance of a people. And I'm not in the business of making black folk look bad or black art look bad or hip-hop look bad. And so the presenters of this documentary four-part series, brilliantly put together with a team from the UK and Lori Buller, it's great. It's something to stand by and just say, wow, this feels good. Tells the story of a city. In this city, when it was left for dead, says the news, out of the concrete rose up a rose that spread around the world. And this four-part series with a collaboration between PBS and BBC takes it to high discussion. And it's something when you look at it, said, wow, for the first time, it answers the question on an art form that meant so much to so many people in its 50th year, how do we make importance great, if not greater than popularity?
And it is no secret that hip hop has had an impact on race, culture, politics, you name it. Why now? Why tell the story now? Well, it's been told in so many ways, but this is phenomenal here.
50th year of hip hop. I mean, really, seriously. After 50 years, you should get it together. I'm not in awe of hip hop as a lot of other people because I'm 12 years older than hip hop. I seen it come along in 1973 at 12 years old, like a kid on a tricycle. It's my accountability and responsibility to make sure somebody doesn't drive it in a ditch. The beautiful thing about this is the narrative is taken up by the artists themselves. When you see Melly Mel speak out, Fat Joe, Roxanne Shanté, Grandmaster Caz, Eminem, you know, Lupe Fiasco, their dialogue about how important this is, they usually don't get the questions that myself or KRS-One or Ice-T would get. And this is the brilliant aspect about it. In a four-part series, and right now, as far as the rest of the world with the BBC, it's blazing the trail. And now the United States gets it January 31st on PBS.
Okay, so I know it's been 50 years, you just mentioned. How has the message of hip-hop changed over the years from what it started to what it is now?
It's a diverse, it's music is music, you know? It's important, like the DJs had to know, like Rhiannon, was a Fleetwood Mac big record, so we knew that, you know what I'm saying? As well as, you know, James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone, musicologists. The message basically gets to be the best when the presenters are at the best. It used to be a time, and you know, Gary Bird made a record called The Crown, which often is forgotten how significant it was. He did it with Stevie Wonder. A presenter would always keep that in the currency of saying this record was important and keeps bringing it up. I think when corporations wanted to reduce it into, oh, more music, less talk, you need presenters. You guys present a show that lets everybody know what's happening. That's what it's all about. And hip hop, we felt that the presentation was done with Fight the Power, How Hip Hop Changed the World, better than anything, because it made you say, oh, I get it, and I knew where it comes from. If you're going to say that you love something, you should just know thoroughly about it. Simple as that. I love sports. My Knicks won last night.
The presenters, get that win in right there.
Yeah,
right?
The presenters make it happen for me. Like, big up to CP, Knicks Fan TV. And, you know, you feel good when the game is explained. We feel good as explaining the art form. Don't let nobody run off with the narrative.
And wow. What do you want people to walk away with just from watching these episodes? What's the main thing, if you could wrap it up quickly?
You want them to walk away with, there's something that made this music happen when people made something out of nothing that still could look around and reflect and get it to you quicker, because around the world, it's changed the world. It's flipped languages and it connects human beings. Now, culture is the thing that ties us together for our similarities and knocks the differences to the side. Governments kind of like to categorize, put people in boxes, say, you're this, you're that. Culture brings us all in the same party room.
Thank you so much.
That's a history lesson there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chuck D. And Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World is available to stream, as he mentioned, on PBS January 31st. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
That is what you need to know on this Wednesday edition of GMA3. Come on back tomorrow, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm Rhiannon Alley.
I'm DeMarco Morgan. For all of us here at ABC News, including Chuck D right here, make it a great day. Go watch the play.
Thank you.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.